We come in our scripture reading to Romans chapter 9, verse 30, and we'll continue to verse 8 of chapter 10. You'll find it on page 1203 in your pew Bible. Now, I want to endorse now an unbelieving statement that is often said in our world today. It goes like this: we believe that all roads lead to God. And what they mean is that whatever religious choice you have, your particular convictions, they're all going to lead to God anyway. And I want to say that is absolutely true. However you get there, your life is going to lead you to stand in the presence of God. What they don't tell you is that only one of them will save you. All of the other roads will lead to God's judgment and wrath from a holy God on your sins. But there is one way. It is, in Paul's language here, it is the righteousness of God. And it is because of his wonderful grace, the righteousness that comes by believing on Jesus Christ and trusting in his atoning death and glorious resurrection for our salvation. Verse 4 of chapter 10 says, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Now, Paul's burden in this section of Romans is for the Jewish people. He's a Jew. He loves his people, or the ancient covenant people of God. And in chapter 9, he was saying, how can God be sovereign and Israel is not saved? In chapter 8, he'd been talking about the sovereignty of God, giving us an assurance of salvation. And the answer of chapter 9 is the sovereignty of God, because God did not intend to save them all. God did not choose all of them. He chose those that he placed in the Christ, and he gave a predestinarian sovereign answer for that in chapter 9. In chapter 10, he gives us the human side of the equation. The problem is that they rejected the gospel. That's a very big problem. And they had a zeal without knowledge. That statement's made in these verses. They wanted to be justified by their works. And Paul says the great irony is that the Gentiles, the pagans, who were not trying to pursue that, by the preaching of the gospel and the grace of God, they have been saved. They are righteous through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What a great reminder that we rely utterly on Jesus for our all in all. We receive him. We are sinners. We receive him by faith alone. Yes, it ought to be the case that we're becoming more godly. But we will always be those who are relying on Jesus, trusting him by faith alone. And people say, well, why is your way the right way? Paul's going to say at the end, because of the Bible. Because it's the revelation of God. People are trying to get it from every direction. Some are trying to pull God down. Some are trying to drag him up. No, the Word of God is near you. Let us stand on the Word of God. And what does it teach? That poor sinners like us, most of us Gentiles, but the issue is we're all sinners, we are justified before God through faith in Jesus Christ. Well, let's give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving Word, beginning at verse 9:30 of Romans 9. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained it? That is a righteousness that is by faith. But that Israel, who pursued a law that would lead to righteousness, did not succeed in reaching that law. Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as if it were based on works. They have stumbled over the stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, Do not say in your heart, Who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.